神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
There comes times in our lives when we must make decisions and act on them.
我们在人生当中常常要面对做决定的，而且呢要付上行动的这样的一个情况。
This is a wonderful way to reduce our anxiety because to make a decision many times we become very anxious about it.
有时候在做决定的时候呢，心里面会有很大的焦虑。
We wonder, is this the right decision? Which decision should I make? Which way should I go? And many times we get very, very anxious about it.
因为呢，我们会思考说，这样做决定对吗？哪一个方向我该去呢？而且呢，我该做哪一个决定呢？所以这样就会里面就搅起我们的那种焦虑。
Actually, all anxiety is not bad because anxiety can begin to motivate you.
焦虑并不是都不好的，因为焦虑可以引起我们的动机。
Anxiety that is really bad for us is when it limits us and makes us unable to make decisions or do anything.
焦虑呢，不好在哪里呢？就是呢，它会影响到我们受限制，让我们没有办法来做决定。
Now, many times there are things that hinder us from making our decisions.
很多有一些情况会影响阻碍我们做决定。
Sometimes we are pressured by what other people think.
比如说呢，有别人说了一些话，让我们就有压力了。
Constantly asking others, what do you think I should do? What do you think I should do?
然后你又是那个常常问人家说我该怎么决定呢？你认为我该这样决定吗？
Other people really do not know the full circumstance, and they really not cannot give you a very good answer.
事实上别人呢对你的情况根本不了解，而且他们不能给你一个正确的答案。
I think one of the greatest things is we delay our decisions.
有时候我们也会延迟耽误做决定。
We choose to procrastinate.
我们就决定说就把它搁着吧。
We said let circumstances declare what the outcome shall be.
等着这个环境让他看看怎么样变化再说吧。
But really, not to make a decision is a decision in itself.
事实上当你不想做决定的时候也是一种决定。
So we have to realize that we must not allow ourselves to just let circumstances and what happened will happen. That should not be the way we do it.
那事实上我们做决定的时候呢，不要让这个环境的牵引然后来耽误我们。
Then there are some that actually we just analyze and analyze and analyze and try very hard to figure out logically what we should do.
有些人呢会一再的分析再分析呢，一直在那里用理性上面来思考，然后呢分很久都不能做一个决策。
Now we must do some of that. We must analyze it. But when we just analyze and keep going on and on, we never make a decision until we take an action.
我们如果这样只有在思考，一直分析，当然需要分析思考。但是如果一个只有在这样的话，那我们就没有办法有什么行动。所以做决策呢是要付出行动的。
And this is the worst of all, making decisions by our feelings.
那最糟的就是呢，我们做决定的时候呢，是凭着我们的感觉，我们的情绪。
I feel good about it, then it must be right.
我觉得好的，一定是对的。
That's not true at all.
但是这个不是正确的。
Don't allow your feelings to dictate your decisions.
不要让你的感觉，你的情绪来主导你的决定。
So we need a bit of a skills, something that can show us how do we go about making decisions.
所以你还是需要有一点技巧，然后来知道怎么样做你的决策。
You see, decision making is learning how to cope with matters that begin to concern you.
所谓的决策做决定，就是面对一个情境，你开始有一些关心，然后你要去处理它。
We need a process that's straightforward.
那我们需要有一个趋向一个理想目标的一种过程。
And that can be applied to many of the concerns that faces you.
当你对一些事情开始心里有一些忧心或者是关心的时候呢，这个过程都是有用的。
Okay, now let's see what process we're talking about.
那到底是这什么样的过程呢？
We first have to define our problem.
首先你要去识别去认识你的问题
You must know what the problem is before you attempt to resolve it
在你要处理解决以前呢你一定要真的清楚你的问题在哪里
You see, so many times we get off on some area of the problem but don't come right to the root of the problem
有很多时候呢你看着问题来的时候你只看到表面或一个片面没有看到真正的根源
Getting off on these little tangents of the problem really is not where we can really see the problem and understand it
如果你只看一些表面或片面的问题的话那你没有办法真的了解问题的根源。
Actually, it may take you a little while, to find out what the problem really is that you're going to have to make this decision about.
有时候呢，事实上要用一点时间才能够真的识别真正的问题，好让你做决定。
For many times, you have different voices coming in, proclaiming different sides to this thing, and you really don't know what it is I'm to solve.
有时候呢你会听到各种声音而且有不同的意见所以你就不晓得该怎么样来决定解决。
So, maybe you have a child and there is a problem about their discipline.
比如说你有孩子然后他的困难就是呢在于这个管教方面。
Now, the basic problem is selfishness.
那首先你看到孩子的这种基本的根本问题事实上是他的那种自私。
But you see so many of the outgrowths of this selfishness, you're not quite sure where it is you need to help solve this problem.
但是他说表达出来的并不是自私的表现，而是另外一种的行为表现，你都不晓得到底他问题在哪里。
And then finally you sense that where the basic problem is the selfishness of your child, and this is where you may have to make some decisions to help that child.
从他的各种行为表现，你就抓到他的根源，原来他就是一个很自私的孩子，那你就可以做一些决定了。
Let's take another problem. You are a student, and you are having problems studying.
我们再看另外一个问题，就是比如说呢，你是一个学生，然后你在学习上有困难。
You see, this may be a symptom of a more core problem, something deeper than just the studies.
你面对自己不能学习好的这样的一个问题呢，有时候呢，更深的地方是有你学习的困难的一个根源。
Maybe you don't have a clear educational goal.
或许呢，你并没有好好的设下来，立下来一个你的这个教育学习的目标。
So what you're studying really doesn't interest you.
所以你学的根本都没有兴趣。
Or maybe you have problems relating to people.
还是说你跟人的关系有问题。
So this worries you. This is a thought. I can't get along with the class. I can't get along with the teachers. And sometimes this makes you very ineffective in your studying.
当你跟人之间有问题的时候呢，跟同学或跟老师之间呢，产生一些难处的时候呢，你就觉得很难去学习。
So you see, to solve the problem, you must attack the problem.
所以你想要解决困难问题的时候呢，你首先一定要去面对认识问题。
Not another problem like your relationship, or something that is a symptom like you can't study well. You need to get to the problem that I don't have the proper educational goal.
那事实上呢，如果你发现说不是人跟人的关系的问题，还是说其他的问题的话，那你就是找到了一个根源，就是呢，我应该要好好的立一下我的前面的学习目标。
Now, I don't know what problem you might be facing. Maybe it is the decision to get another job. Maybe it is a decision to change your course in school. But I think the first thing you must do when you really find out what your problem is to begin to gather information about the thing you want to do.
或许你正在一个想要变动你的工作，或者是换你的科系上面，正在伤脑筋，正在思考。那这个情况下面呢，你要把你想要改变的方向那一方面的资讯呢，要收集多一点来做参考。
So as you gather the material, you begin to recognize my problem is I need to get into another career, another type of job.
然后你才会发现说呢，原来呢，我是需要另外一种不同种类的工作。
Well, then you begin to find out as you gather your material and you begin to study it.
你拿到资料之后呢，你就开始要去研究。
In studying it, you find out what it is asking for. You see the criteria that is set down that you must meet to get that job.
你看到这些资料呢，你就看到说到底我想换的这个工作的要求期待是什么。那当我了解之后呢，我才能够去满足这方面的一个需要。
You first may see that there is academic ability that you must be able to meet up to.
首先你看到他们有一些技术性的东西，我有没有办法去完成呢？
Then you may see you need to achieve certain activities to be really ready for this job.
然后你也需要有一些原来的成就来准备好来接这个工作。
Then you notice there must be experience in this type of work.
有一些你的经验才能够做这个工作。
And then you thinkWhat interest, true interest do I have in this?
那当我做这个工作的时候呢，我真正感兴趣的是什么呢？
And then of course you go over the facts of the job. How much do you get paid? What do they expect of you? All of these types of things.
那当然你会考虑到到底我能够得到多少报酬，或者是呢对方呢跟我的这种工作关系会怎么样。
So now as you gather these, you begin to assess this information.
那你把这些资料都放在一起，然后做一个研究之后呢，你就开始有一些比较集中的想法。
You begin to see if the information you have gathered, if there's some of it that sort of is, maybe I'm not ready to meet, some of it's sort of a heavier expectation than what you have.
有时候你会发现呢，你理想中想要换的这些呢，都有一些过于你所能承担的，或者是呢，会期待太多，你做不到。
Then you must begin to think of yourself in the sense that you want to identify your personal priorities in this job.
这样你要斟酌一下你的着重点，你的重点是什么？所以你就要去思考说我要不要去认同这个我不认为是我能够胜任的工作。
Now, here you come up to the point where you're going to combine all of this and then begin toSort of read it and evaluate what you have gotten.
那我们从一开始到现在你有的所有的资料之后，你开始要做一个评估，整个集中起来评估。
As you begin to evaluate, you will begin to see that some information is greater, is better, is needed more than some other.
当你在研究或者是分析这一些你的资料的时候，你发现有一些呢，事实上是比别的更需要、更有价值的。
Maybe the information on your education accomplishments is even more than your experience.
或许你看这个资料呢，发现呢，你的以前的成绩、你的成就呢，过于你的这种经验的需要。
Now you begin to say, now what plan is the best for all this information that I have gained?
所以这样的话呢，那我应该怎么样做计划来符合这些资料？
So as you review it, you begin to see that maybe this isn't really what I want.
当你再一次的把它做一个总整理的时候呢，你就发现说，哎，或许我不一定希望能够做这个工作。
Because you see you have gone over the information, you have seen the job description, you see what is involved, and maybe you thought, well, maybe this is not what I want.
因为你已经收集了一些资料，然后你也发现工作的内容，然后你也评估了一下，后来你就做一个结论说，或许我不适合这个工作。
This is better to find out now than getting involved in it by just going by feeling that somebody said this would be good for you, or delaying it and just let something happen that maybe then you step into a job. It's so much better to have a plan and understand what it is you want.
这不比你凭着你的感觉、你的感受或冲动，或者是别人跟你讲什么一些只是耳闻，这样马上做决定来得好吗？因为呢，你有的资料你已经研究过了，你已经评估过了。
So then you see your problem, you go back over again, you get your information, you analyze it, and you begin to realize how I can make a decision.
那你就学习到下一次一样的，你要收集资料，然后你要分析，然后你要评估，然后再做决定。
You see, it takes away the anxiety when you begin to work over your decision.
当你这样子在进行这个过程的时候呢，会把你的这个焦虑就疏解减轻了。
You see, when you review what you have, actually you begin to identify the strong and weak points of your decision.
当你再一次的在回顾或者是复习的时候呢，你就会发现一些你的缺点，或者是你忽略的，或者是你的一些着重点，然后你就更能客观做决定。
And in doing this, you begin to see a better method for solving your problems in the future.
从这个经验，你也发现说呢，有一个比较好的做决定的、做决策的一个方法跟过程。
Maybe you have a decision about two activities you must do.
比如说呢，你想在两个活动之间呢选择一个。
You're not sure which one that you should accept.
然后你不晓得该参加哪一个。
So you begin to think it over and decide, now, my problem is I must find the best one that will help me in the area that I am needing the most.
那首先你要立下你的目标，是不是你要去找到到底我本身的最大需要是什么，哪一个可以符合我的需要。
Or maybe your thought is, I should take this particular activity so that I may help those that I am dealing with and working with.
还是说我参加这个活动是为了要帮助我所在面对的处理的一些人或者是事情。
So you begin to gather your materials.
你就开始收集资料了。
You get pamphlets and descriptions of the activities that you're to attend.
你就开始把这两个你要取其一的这两个活动的所有的内容资料都把它收集齐了。
Finance may be one of your problems.
其中包括你的经费问题。
So you must find the cost of each of them.
所以你一定要去很实际的计算到底两个的经费哪一个符合我。
Now time might be one of your problems.
时间可能也是你的问题。
So you find the one that is best suited to your time.
哪一个活动的时间对我最适合。
Then you begin to read the material that talks about the activity in depth.
然后呢，你就开始要研究，去了解里面的一些内容资料，然后去发现里面到底哪一个是适合我的。
Now you say, I really would like to do this for the group that I'm working with.
如果你参加了这个活动，你的目标是放在要帮助别人的话。
But immediately I see that the time frame is going to be a little difficult to fix my schedule.
可是呢，当我为了这个目标选了一个活动的时候，我就发现那个时段呢对我不太适合。
And I also see that the financial end of it is fairly expensive.
而且它的经费对我来讲也太大了。
I look at the other one and I think, well, I could enjoy that one.
另外一个呢，我看看我也可以很享受的。
It wouldn't be hard to fit it into my time schedule.
对我的时间也比较适合。
And the price is very reasonable.
它的花费对我来讲也刚刚好。
Then as I have gone over them, I begin to think to myself, what is more important? What is my real priority?
有了这一些分析之后，然后我就再回到我的重点，到底我真正的目的，我最注重的是哪一个？
I know it would be more difficult to take the one that will help others that I'm working with and the time schedule and the money, but...I feel like my interest is really drawn to that.
或许呢，对于第一个我刚才讲的是为了别人去的这样的一个活动呢，对我比较好，但是呢，它对我有些难处，可是呢，却是我最注重的一个目的。
I believe I will find a greater reward in going to this activity.
而且我也期待参加这个活动，我会得到很多。
Now I have made my decision.
所以我就做了一个决定。
I made it by my priority.
我就以我的重点，以我的着重点来做这个决定。
But I didn't make it by my feelings.
但是我不是按着我的感觉来做决定。
Because I got information from both places, I understood very clearly the good points, the bad points, but I chose to take one that I feel like would benefit my work the most.
因为呢，我已经两边我都收集了资料，都经过思考，经过分析，也经过评估了。那现在呢，我终于以我最重要的目标来做我的这个决定。
This is another example of how we can use the decision-making process.
那这是一个我们来做决策的一个过程的例子。
Let's look at another type of decision-making.
我们来看一看另外一种决定的方法。
It's not exactly a type, it's a serious one.
是一种比较严肃性的。
And so therefore, it's one that is a little more complex.
比较复杂的。
It's one where a young man and a young woman must decide if they want to live together the rest of their life as husband and wife.
那就是年轻人男女两个人要做一个决定，是不是他们要彼此来委身成为夫妻。
I said this was a bit complex because our emotions is so much a part of this.
我说这个是比较复杂的，是因为呢，在情绪里面呢，这个会比较复杂。
It's easy to say, I really feel like this is the one. I really feel like I love him or I love her.
这种情况很容易用你的情绪感觉来说呢，我喜欢，我爱他。
But is feeling and emotion enough?
但是只有凭情绪跟感觉够吗?
This is a tremendous decision that will affect the rest of your life.
那这个决定一决定下去呢,就会影响到你的后半生了。
Don't you think you owe it to yourself to go through some of the decision-making skills?
你不觉得你应该好好的来经过一些决策的过程,或者是这种稍微有一些思考,这样对你自己比较公平吗?
First, I think that you should go over the fact, are we compatible? Can we really work together? Are our thoughts quite a bit alike?
首先你要想到你们两个人的这种配对有没有适合，有没有相称，想法观念有没有类似呢?
Do you find yourself sometimes doubting whether you should go into this final relationship?
有时候你有没有这样的一个怀疑，说我真的要继续这种两个人的关系吗？我真的要做这个决定吗？
Then you owe yourself, the ability to think over why am I doubting this?
如果你有这种犹疑的话，你就好好的去思想为什么你自己会犹疑。
There are some things that we need to look at and look at them in the light of reality.
这样的话你就好好的来面对现实来思想。
Let's first look at education.
首先看一看教育程度。
Is there a compatibility of your education? The fact that both of you have at least come very close to each other's level.
比如说对于我们彼此的这种教育层次程度的话，是不是不要太悬殊，我们有比较相同的层次呢？
I have found and heard of many times when a young man goes into the medical education, pre-med and on in, many times he marries a nurse.
我常常听说的一个准备要当医生的一个人呢，他会跟一个护士结婚。
But after he gets his degree, after he's settled in his position, many times they don't make it. He feels like she cannot help himAs he tries to climb socially.
但是呢，当他真的成为一个医生，然后结婚之后呢，他却发现这个他所理想中呢，娶这个护士呢，好像并没有办法可以来帮助他，可以来扶持他，让他特别是在这个社交方面来跟他一起相辅相成。
Now, that takes us from the education to the social area.
所以除了这种教育程度之外，还要加上这种社交的这种能力。
Sometimes they marry someone that is not on their social stratus.
有时候你的对象呢是那个在啊这种人跟人关系上面比较没有能力的。
At first it seems all right, but then after a while, they begin to see the problems that come.
刚开始你觉得说这个没有关系，可是呢，慢慢你发现问题来了。
So therefore, as you decide on the lady you'd like to marry, or the man you'd like to marry, begin to evaluate, begin to write down some of these things, just like you were doing decision making.
所以不管你是一个男士或一个女士想思考决定一个对象的时候呢，就像刚才我讲的这种过程的决策呢，你要啊这样子一步一步来。
Observe whether she spends a lot of money.
想一想她是不是很会用钱。
Watch to see if the young man has to have all the new cars or new toys that men have.
然后你发现呢，对方这个男孩子呢，好像会买那种很贵的车，好像当作玩具一样来玩这些车子。
On the other hand, you might find a man or a woman who is very, very frugal. They don't want to spend money. And if you're not that kind of person, it can become very difficult.
还是你观察到呢，对方是一个对用钱很严谨，不喜欢花钱的人，所以这样的话，你相处起来也会很难。
So what I'm really saying is, use your skills of decision making as you look forward to a young man or a young woman in your life. It will help and save you many heartaches.
我的意思是说呢，你在做这种伴侣的决定的时候，也一样的要用这种决策的一个过程来思考，来分析，而且很实际的来做一些观察。
Now, as a Christian, my decision making is a little bit different.
我身为神的儿女，是一个基督徒，我的做决策的方法是有一些不同的。
I try to look at the reality that I'm facing.
当然，我也观察面对现实。
But I follow the word of God.
我按着神的话来做。
Many times this gives to me a direction.
这样的话，神的话就给我一些方向。
I look at the circumstances that comes up, and I begin to see that these things have been brought about by God.
我观察环境，然后我看一看是不是神的手在啊，他是由他来引导的呢？
I pray and
我祷告
ask him to lead me.
我就求神引导我。
You see, I let him guide my life.
我让神来引导我的生命。
So in our decision making, whether you do it alone by yourselves or whether you trust God, don't go by feeling, don't let it just pass by, but do it right. Use your skills to find out what is the best decision.
当你做决策的时候呢，或许你求神帮助你，让神跟你参与一起来做决定，或者是你是自己在做决定，不管怎么样，绝对不要只凭感觉，一定要好好的经过一些过程思考分析，这样的话会比较妥当。
But in reality, the word of God tells us to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I would suggestthat you would begin to trust him and listen to him and he will guide you through.
事实上神的话很清楚地告诉我们，他说你要专心仰赖神，不要依靠自己的聪明，只要你认定他，他一定指引你的路。所以我建议你好好的专心地认识他，而且依靠他，让你做一个正确的决定。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。